This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, we thank you for another time to be here. We thank you for the privilege of gathering, the privilege of being together. We thank you because it has willed you to give us trust in this meeting. We thank you because it's not the harm of flesh that has orchestrated this meeting. It is you, Lord. And therefore, we turn this meeting over to you. We ask that you will do that which only you can do in every segment of this meeting in the name of Jesus. Turn us again. Bless us again. Bless us with your spirit. Bless us with life. Bless us with your presence. Let there be healings. Say the power of God was present to heal. We ask that there be healings of spirit, soul, and bodies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for help. You'll help me. You quicken. I've been asking you for help. I've been looking up to you for help. The Lord, you will quicken my body. You will quicken me, Lord Jesus. You will help me. You will cause me to be a blessing, Lord, to be a blessing. Help me to be a channel, you know, that you will reach your people, Lord Jesus. Lord, empower me and embrace me in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your ministry spirit that you have sent to minister to us. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You know, when God's servant began to say that, you know, one of the burden he perceived that God will want us to look at is having root in ourselves, downward in yourselves. And it's a big deal. It's actually because the whole world is superficial. Do you know that? We have a lot of young people, old people, who are superficial. People who are very flimsy. They are like paper. You know, one thing that our adversary has succeeded to do is to beat man down. Man has moved from being a stone. Man has become grass. The best of man is a flower. Have you ever seen a flower that will blossom in the morning and by maybe even when the sun or temperature, it has fallen? You know, the best of any man that we have right now is a flower that you see. And you know, you know where is a flower? It's shining. But you know, that is not the real thing. Man has ceased to be a tree of righteousness. Man has become grass. We live in a world where there's almost superficially of nothingness. We watch social media and somebody will be saying something and you will take what that person to be saying to live your life. You don't know that something has happened to us. No, you didn't hear many things that people, and you just hear it and you parrot it. And you've not seen people who apply, you know, all these things that are no grief for anybody. And then you pick it and then you begin to live a life of always fighting, no grief for anybody. It's to show us the superficialness. You know, when something is superficial, it means it doesn't have roots. It has no continual and abiding. It cannot abide. Man, you know, it's just something that changes. Do you know the reason why people cannot stay put in relationship or in marriage is because of superficialness? Man has become so vain that everything about him has no roots. You know, when you talk about roots, apart from, you know, we'll still get to what it is to a plant. But one of the things it shows you is source. Say source. Man has journeyed away from God so far that man does not bear resemblance from his source again. Roots is like where you're bearing, where you shut off from. When they say, what is your root? You know, you can begin to talk about maybe your genealogy. But man has so much journeyed away from God that he has no root. And the enemy did it. You know, Satan is a master of uprooting a person from a place. Satan is a master uprooter. I need to uproot a person from marriage. Satan knows how to do it. To uproot a person from family, Satan knows how to do it. Because he himself is a custodian as the root of uprooter. The technology to take somebody away, he knows how to. And you see, one of the things that has happened to us all is that we have journeyed away. So much that we have no bearing. And you see, you know, the world is churning out a lot of young people. You know, if you engage some young people, you cannot have a conversation that shows that they are thinking. Have you seen some fashion that you wonder if the person is in his correct mental? Somebody behave in a way. And you're wondering that this person needs to be examined. You know, those kind of behavior are behavior that are superficial. So have you not met some people that will do something and they will tell you that, oh, they didn't know what made them do it? Have you not done some crazy things that even you yourself are asking that, am I okay? There was somebody I was talking to, she was saying that she has been doing a lot of stupid things lately. I said, you are doing stupid things and you are still doing it. Something, I'm just trying to tell you that when that burden to say that we need to grow roots downwards is simply because there's a lot of superficiality. It is superficiality that will make a man think that what he needs when he is looking for who to marry is maybe a figure. You know, that is external. You know, it has no bearing in when it comes to, you know, choices. But you see, I'm just trying to say that we are in an age where people live for the external. People live for the glory of others. People seek validation. They want to belong. All those things are all superficial lifestyle. Why, for instance, the kind of clothes, the kind of a person you want to marry, the kind of a wedding you want, they are all things that you see. Social media is master of painting a world to us, a world that has no roots. But guess what? It actually has roots. It has roots in a being that is falling. You know, the way the world looks, always look as if things are just passing. There's where it is taking man to. A man that will latch himself to a world that is passing will pass away. So when we talk about root of a tree, can somebody quickly shout at least four functions of the root of a tree? What is it for? Okay, so that is, you're saying conduction, transport of water and nutrients. Then the number one thing that should even come to our mind is anchorage. Ability to secure it to the ground so that it is not displaced. That's what's a root for a tree. Another thing is absorption. You know, the tree is able to absorb, you know, nutrients and take water from the soil. Yes or no? Then the conduction we talked about, it can conduct, you know, water and nutrients, especially water and minerals to the stem and the leaves. We know that. Another thing is storage, like in carrots, taproots. It is to store, you know, nutrients. Then structure. It gives structure. Apart from holding a tree, roots give structure. Structure in the sense that it is downward, but then it allows branches, you know, and stems. Now, one thing that is amazing about roots is that a root can be 3 to 4 times length of the branch and the stem, a root. As in, if you ever seen any big tree that has big roots, you can see a root that when you measure the length, it can be 3 to 4 times. I'm just trying to say root is a big deal. Isaiah 37, 31. You say, and the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root what? Downward. And bear what? Fruit what? Now, this is a very powerful principle in the Lord. It means that depth before display, roots before fruits. Foundation before manifestation. Roots before choice. You know, some people say they've made some even bad choices in marriage. It's because there was no roots. As a believer, we must know that God is more concerned in what is happening within us primarily than what is seen around us. God expects that before he can trust you with partnership, a union like marriage, you have depths with him. Now, so singleness is not a waiting room. Singleness is a rooting and a training ground. You know that rich young ruler said, when Jesus said, go and do this, go and do that. He said, all of these things I've done what? I have kept from my what? Youth. So youthfulness is for keeping. When you are keeping, you are rooting. You know, I was telling some sisters, I said, when I read Mary, there was one statement that Mary, the mother of Jesus, said when she was visited by Angel Gabriel. That got me thinking. She said, behold, I am a handmaiden of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. according to your word. I said, so an handmaiden is, it is a face where it will be done to you according to his will. Sisters, your handmaiden face. What handmaiden? That woman defined handmaiden role for us. That the process of saying you are a handmaiden is that your life can say according. That according, Mary was not an happenstance. There are two case studies we will look, David and Mary, as I'm talking about Ruth. It was not an happenstance. For me, I just said, so I am an handmaiden, meaning that this is my estate as an handmaiden. What it is for is that my life is to be used to be done according. And I asked my sisters, is your life according? Can we say your life is according? Now, one of the things I want to say is that the pattern according to God is a root downward, fruit upward. We can see that in the tree, right? So you cannot talk fruiting. There's a process of death that comes to every seed. The process when it is planted, when it is not seen. I'm sure all of us did this biology experiment of planting beans on cotton wool. At least if it's not cotton wool. The first thing that began to grow was that, you know, those strands of roots. So root first before fruit. My sisters, my brothers, the days of waiting. You cannot suddenly want to blow. You know, Nigerian preaches a society that I shall want to blow. I shall want to marry. Shall. You see that shall? It is actually one of the propagation of this world. You know, you just want to. You just want to happen. No, it doesn't work like that in God. When you happen suddenly, you will unhappen suddenly. Suddenly. You know, we like suddenly. It is a lazy mindset. Suddenly, you know, I just want to hammer. That's why songs has a way of civilizing mindset. You see, the culture of Yahoo Yahoo started from songs. The culture of many things that just, you know, a girl just feels that all I need is a rich boyfriend, you know, to find expression. You see, those things, you know, are things that are anti-roots. It does not show the labor of hard work of holding roots. The reason when you blow air like this, a lot of young people have disappeared. The reason why a sister, somebody just flashes, a brother comes into our assembly and he just looks like he has everything together. You know, he's speaking the English. He's, you know, he's dressing the dress and he's looking this. And then every sister, you are just drooling. You are just drooling and you are just wish, you know, and pastor's table is filled with application. Application. But you see, there is a, and the person just comes, you know, maybe he's not available, I do remote work, he's not here today, he's on meetings, you know, and then you are still drooling to want to marry as a potential husband. But meanwhile, there's one brother, Silas, constant, in and out, building roots, building a business or building a career, consistent, and, you know, solid brother inside. You can depend on him. And your eyes have not seen. It's because you don't have roots. See, the Bible says, deep calleth to deep. It takes somebody who has depth to know depth. The reason why the only brother you see and attract are the ones that they are flashy. Even their money that you think they have could last. Quick cash. It cannot last. Let the economy. Let them just touch one policy like this. Bam! All the biceps and the muscles and the muscles just come down. But brother, Silas has been building consistently. You see, let God's people, routine is our culture, is our civilization. The challenge of the sons of God and the daughters of men was routine. You know, brothers too, the sisters that you see are the flashy. You don't see consistency. You just see the ones that, you know, they just come in and they just draw you. And, you know, whether he has gone to do, is he liposuction and has done orishirishi, has packed it in. So if you focus on only fruit, you will burn out. If you focus on roots, fruit will become inevitable. Now, I want us to look at Colossians. Because the rooting that we are talking about, Gongon, is a person. Say, they call him the root of Jesse. So what we are telling you to do, is to connect to this root of Jesse. Colossians 2, 6 to 7. It says, if you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so do what?
Walk in him.
Semicolon. Rooted
built up what? In him. Established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So when you're saying walk with God is root with God. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin. Having been deeply rooted, where? In him. Now, not only just once, it's not once. Now, now being what? Continually built up in him. And becoming increasingly more established in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing in it with gratitude. Isn't this sweet? Does this talk about stagnancy? What does this mean to you? Progress. Now, you see, when you say you have roots downward, one thing, this thing that's painted to us, number one, is that your identity is secured. The definition of your life. You see, one of the things that doesn't make people have roots is that they have identity crisis. Who are you? In Christ Jesus, even in the faith, as in Christ. You know, some of us, a lot of believers don't even know milk level your identity that you have at new birth. That recreated spirit, you do not know that identity. Women, a lot of identity we carry is a wrong identity. You know the identity that at milk you got to have is called a supernatural being. When you say your identity, you see when you read this, one thing you must know, when you say you have roots, your identity is secured in Christ. The definition of your life, what is your life? What is life? Where is this life going to? Your confidence comes from him. Not confidence in a man. Not confidence in your ability. Then your nourishment. It is firstly from him. His word. His person. His things. Nourishment. And I ask you, what identity are you bearing? What is your confidence? Your confidence, my rich uncle. As a single person, if you have not yet come to latch where your confidence is solely the Lord, you are not ready for marriage. When your nourishment, what is nourishing you? Is it social media? Where do you feed from? Is it his word, his person, his things? Then stability. Say stability.
Stability.
Stability in the finished work, in your spirit. Stability in a continual work, in your soul and in your body. You must have stability. We must stop seeing believers, Christian believers, single believers, hopping churches, not having ability. When somebody asks them of their faith, they cannot defend their faith. So, one thing we must know, that when a tree that has roots, it does not struggle to bear fruit or be healthy. Because when a tree is struggling to bear fruit or be healthy, the issue is not the fruit. The issue is its root system. One thing that our hidden depth does is that it produces visible strength. Jeremiah 17, 7 to 8. Because roots are unseen. Does anybody see roots? You don't see roots. Roots are unseen. But however, they produce stability for storm. Yes or no? Resistant to drought. Sometimes have you wondered that what is watering this plant? It's the root system that is getting water. It is the root system that takes water up. And then longevity. The reason why some believers will never pass away is because of the kind of roots. When Isaac, the Bible says Isaac sowed in the land. Things that will take people away from the sin. When a person is rooted, you cannot be taken away from the sin. Let's read that Isaiah. He said there was famine in the land. And what? Isaac sowed in the land. And he reaped. In a time where drought was taking people out. That was when Isaac began to thrive. He said then Isaac sowed in that land. And received in the same year what? An hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. 13. And the man did what? Works great. And went forward. And grew until he became very great. You see the order. Was that Jeremiah 17. 7 to 8. He said blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For it shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spread out our roots by the river, and shall not see when it cometh, but our leaf shall be what? Green, and shall not be careful in the year of what? Drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. When your roots are deep, trials cannot uproot you. Delay does not discourage you. Opposition does not destroy you. You know the reason why you give up easily? Deepen your roots. The reason why, you know, you feel like everything is against you is because the root is faulty. The reason why trials will come, delay of who I will marry, you know, when will I marry, has discouraged people. I've been coming for this MSI. I've been following Jesus. Because when you have roots, you know that marriage is not your definition. When you have roots, you know that marriage is not your life. When you have roots, you will know that, you see, when it comes to the issue of marriage, and you know we said in the teacher, we've not seen an Enoch yet. You know, maybe, at least, when you are an Enoch, it won't be a solo knowledge to you. It's not your conclusion you come to because you have given up. Some people say, I don't think, you know, I just give up. You're a coward, oh, junior. You're tired of waiting. So I don't know if it comes, it comes. That's not the state. The state, let me tell you, what we are teaching you, not to have marriage, if it's not that we are saying if it comes, it comes. That's not what we are teaching you. Be very careful. Because we're not teaching you to throw in the towel and just say you're just there. If it comes, it comes. It's going to come. And why it is going to come, you're supposed to be living. It is not your life, but not that you have thrown in the towel. And you're like, I don't know anything. Actually, I was not thinking. You know, some sisters, it is not spirituality. For you to parrot that, actually, I don't know. It's not spirituality. Yes, it's good you know. Except you have been informed otherwise, and we know that you are an Enoch. You should be in that expectation. You said the expectation of the righteous shall not be what? It's a good expectation to have. But it's not a focus. It's not a life. It's not a drive. Because you know that the real reason why you are here is not to marry. You are here to marry another. Actually, your routine is to prepare you to be a bride of another. Imagine, you are waiting for your bride and they are bridling you for the Lord. You are waiting for your own husband and they are bridling you from the Lord. What a preparation. So you see that your real marriage, Ganga, is to prepare you and I to actually be a bride to Jesus. So, when you are so rooted, trial will not get you. Your life is not working. My life is not working. Things are not working. This career is not making sense. This business is not making sense. You know? And then, opposition. You know, we are not raising people who are cowards here. We are raising people who we talk with the enemies at the gate. Young men and women who are bold. You see, we are not raising people that they shy away. You know, we don't raise believers that are cowing away. We are raising people who are strong, who themselves, they are an influence. They are not only moved by influencer. And you go be an influencer. Yeah. You know, dare to be a Daniel. So, I want to talk about personal conviction and not borrowed faith. Now, one thing that shows that you have roots is that you are not living falsely on borrowed revelation. They borrow you this revelation. It is not your own yet. You understand? What you are saying about life is not yet your own. You never own them. Christ has not become your life. It is all our pastor. They are teaching us. You know, people say, they are teaching us. All these are pastors. They are teaching you. They are teaching you yourself. What are you saying? My pastor. Yes, your pastor. So what your pastor has taught you, what have you honed from it? My pastor say, brethren, are the ones that constitute, they are the ones that don't have roots. Your pastor is not saying for you to parrot it. Your pastor is saying for you to become it. Then, say corporate anointing. Some of us, you say personal conviction. Some people don't, it's corporate anointing. When we gather as MSI, we are all young people who are gaining root, abi. But when they get you one-on-one, you fall like a pack of cloud. In church, you can lift holy hands. But on the street of social media, you jabble on holy words. In your workplace, the conversation is not tallying. So you are surviving on corporate what? Anointing. You can only pray in church. You can't pray at home. You can only sing. You know, I was telling some people that if heaven has not heard your croaky voice or your sweet voice alone, something is wrong with you as a believer. If you have not opened that, the only time you sing in church is when they are singing. Choir is singing. Let us sing. But angels don't even know how the vocal of your voice sound. Ah, I don't know who has that voice. You cannot only have survive on corporate anointing, collective. The only time you pray is when you are here. The only time you are a sister is when you are in church. The only time you are a brother is when you are in church. But when it comes to decisions in your office, hey, they find it difficult to know you are neither here nor there. And some of us are good people. Say good. No, no, I'm not good people. You are too natural. No supernatural life in your workplace, in your marketplace. We are just good. You know, you're just there. Nothing. You have no faith has never responded in your workplace to show that this person is a believer. Jesus said, anybody that is ashamed of me, are we ashamed? Is this Jesus that is speaking? When Jesus is speaking, Jesus is speaking. When they are talking about, you see all this church, they just like to give you all, your mouth is held bound. You know, sometimes silence can be affirmation. Silent, yes, your mind, because you're afraid to say that me, I'm a Christian. You're afraid to say that you're a church girl or a church boy. You're afraid to say that, this thing I don't believe. But when you are here, you're shouting, preach it, pastor. I love my pastor. When you're workplace, you don't love your pastor. You don't even love all pastors. You two, you join mouths. They're not depending solely on the church atmosphere. Church atmosphere is good. You know, when we're in church, and that's why church atmosphere is, we say church atmosphere is good. We should come to church. You know, something is wrong with you, come to church. You know, people that say, I just don't want to feel like, come here. This is, as you see, this place is an hospital. They have ICU. That's what people, ICU is what they will admit them to today. Special, but you see, come to church. But, you see, but coming to church, and you know, many times after the meetings that we have had, how come the same atmosphere cannot be recreated inside of you first and in your homes? One thing, rooting, when you have roots, you don't find validation from there. Even in seasons like those of David and Mary, before the throne, they had recognition. David had a secret place built up. His fellowship in the wilderness was a preparation. When they talked about, you know, because you see, that place of personal conviction is also the place where you build your God connection, your root connection in God. And David cultivated this fellowship so well. As a shepherd boy, King David is not an happenstance. It didn't just happen. He had fellowship. You saw it in the Psalm, say, the Lord is my shepherd. Whom do I have in heaven but you? That's David. When they were going to greet Mary, he said, highly favored. Say, highly favored. That greeting meant Mary was not a selection without a criteria. They didn't just say, mini, mini, mani, mo. Father has a donkey. Donkey dies. Oh, yeah. Emwele, Mary. Mm-mm. The Bible says, highly favored. So there was a way her life was conducted that showed that she was ensnared. She was actually pulling the favor of God down. So when they greeted her, they said, highly favored of God. Meaning that there was a conversation, a depth, a root that this young handmaiden had that caused heaven to say that this one has found high favor. So, place of building our connection. We also saw it in Mary's song. Mary, that's her song, and as I'm sure that she had deep knowledge of God. She had deep knowledge. She had a living relationship with God before the angel appeared. Do you know that? She had a living relationship with God. It shows, you know, highly favored, so show that she had prior history with God. She had history. So, you know, some of you say that, blessed Mary. No, she was not blessed because she was chosen as, she was not a random selection. She was a carefully thought out where they could validate that they could trust her with the whole seed of mankind, seed of heaven. So, can I say that as singles, your private fellowship, you must focus on it before you pursue public relationship. You have not had relationship with God, you want to be in relationship. If you have not had sweet relationship with God, please don't look for relationship. Because the closest person you must have as a single person is the Lord. My best friend, my best friend. My best friend, my best friend. My closest person. Bible says in James 4, he said, draw near to God. He said, do what? Draw near to God, and we do what? You see why you cannot cleanse your hands from sin? It's because you are not drawing near. Where weaknesses have held you, it's because you are not drawing near. Look at it now. Next thing, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. Please give us in Amplified. He said, draw near. He said, infirmity. I'm infirm. You draw near to God. You have relationship. He said, yeah, Eka. He said, come close to what? With a contrite heart. And he will come close to you. Pause. I want this brother to be close to me. Are you close to God? This sister, close. I am so glad about that. Are you close to God? You have no right to choose to want closeness with another being if you have not sorted the closeness with your maker. Where are the brothers that are close to you? Maybe cell community will be asking them, how has your closeness to God been? Let's start from there. Because you have no right wanting to pursue public relationship without what? Private. Then build your faith. Say faith.
Faith.
One thing that shows that you are building root is faith. Faith is strengthened in hidden seasons. That David, you know, Goliath is an unhidden Goliath. Goliath is open Goliath. Abi, every in fact they sang a song. So Goliath. But when David was killing lion and bear, excuse me, nobody was there. It was only David. Do you know when I read what his brother Joab said? That as if David had come to tell him, I felt like this guy is just saying story. He's pompous. He's proud. Look at what what his brother told him. The first son. But you this proud, this and boastful or pompous. Because he had said, I killed lion today. Meanwhile, his brother had never killed ants. Maybe they didn't even believe him. They just felt maybe he's coming up with a story. So my sisters and brothers, as single brothers and sisters, as you are now, what battle have you won? Ask yourself, which bear have you killed? Which lion have you killed? Which one have you killed? Which disgrace have you suffered? Like Mary and misunderstanding. Yes, she responded. He said, behold the handmaiden of God. Let it be done according to... Both of them, they were wholly trusted in God. My sisters, if you cannot trust God to give you a mate, will you trust God to give you children who are godly? If you cannot trust God for your sustenance and you are still saying, mommy, give me, daddy, give me. Or if you have not been able to exercise yourself in faith for some things, for your provision, where you know, there are some people that whenever their money is finishing, they have palpitation. My money is finishing. How am I going to cope? You know, and you have not come to a place where you can trust even for that sustenance. My sisters and brothers, something is wrong. One thing you owe yourself is an exercise of faith. Me, I always tell people, when things happen, me, one thing that, as a believer, that is my own, is to exercise my faith. The thing doesn't have to be me. I'm telling you, I like to exercise faith for even things that concerns on people. To know that I prayed, I responded, you understand? You owe it to yourself. It is your testament. It is, however, I'm going to say that. So when you enter another estate, let's say marriage, you are not coming flat like that. There's no faith measure. Then when situations come, you can stand with your spouse. You can stand with your spouse and exercise faith. You've never trusted God for anything in your life. And you have never even felt to say that this need, even try it. I would say, try it now, this need. God, I want to even, your scripture says you will supply all my needs. Oh yeah, this need. I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to borrow it. If you don't do it, it's okay. Your lesson here, strengthen your faith now. Marriage will require faith. Destiny will require faith. Build it before you need it. Faith comes by hearing. Invest in hearing. Invest in believing God. Build it before you need it. Have a house full of faith. You know, there's some diseases and sickness. You know, some believers just come. They want to trust God for some big disease. You have not trust God for headache. You have not trust God for menstrual pain. I've also said earlier about building dependence on God. One thing that shows you have roots is that your dependence is God, is your roots. David was constantly inquiring from God. Mary submitted wholly to God's will, even at the cost of her reputation. She trusted God with her future. Ha! Your own future. You still want to have an imprint. But here is a young lady that trusted God with her future. Can you trust God with your future? Can you trust God that the one that they call him, he is, he was and is what? To come. Can you know that your future is secured with him? That God cannot be talking to you about the future that is to come. That this future that you think is something is not sorted. Both of them were low estate. David, he was the overlooked son. What was Mary? A humble virgin from Nazareth. She had low estate. And yet, heaven rested upon that humility. Do you know it is humility for you to trust God? Anytime you can't trust God, go and check. You see, one thing I want to emphasize to you. You see, if you cannot depend on God alone, you may depend wrongly on a spouse later. Let your security be rooted in God first. You see, one of the reasons that cause issues in marriage is expectation, wrong expectation. My husband is supposed to do this. My wife is supposed. Your dependence is not God. Your validation is God, not man. Your validation. And the reason my husband has not told me I look beautiful. You know, it's true. That doesn't tell me. Yes, men should tell their wives they look beautiful. But your validation of beauty is not made. Whether he says he doesn't, you are beautiful. Because you know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. Carefully crafted out. Precious. From your mother's womb. He said those are things. You just know. But those people, sometimes if you don't settle dependence on God, you seek it in a spouse. Then cultivating meekness and malleability, I've talked about it. David was quick to repent when he was corrected. Mary surrendered without any what? Negotiation. In a day where the priest, Zachariah, was still speaking English. Mary, a humble virgin, be it done to me according to your word. Are you a malleable single? Can they tell you turn here and you turn as a single? Or you are set in your ways? You know, one of the things that this our community has done, we have people, you know, they do like this. And I've seen them. Ah, pastor, okay, sir. You know, they greet you. Ah, thank you, mama. Thank you, pastor. But it is what is inside of them they will go and do. They have mastered the outward meekness and malleability. But when it comes to her, you know, they are still set. Are you malleable? Can you turn easily? Can they say that this thing that you are looking at, leave it alone? Don't look at this. Can they say that you need to go and pick up another certification and you go? Can they say that this business you have been doing is not working? Go and get a job. Malleable. Malleability shows that you have dependence on God and you have root in God. Marriage requires teachability. Destiny requires flexibility. A rigid heart cannot carry divine purpose. Oh, legbe, you will just kill everybody. One thing about God, when a man becomes rigid, God is quick to leave a man. He said, fear the Lord and focus on him. Both of them, they feared God deeply. David will not touch Saul. One thing that shows that you have roots is fear of God. You know, the world is raising young men and women who don't have fear. They have no regard for any man. You know, they say, I fear no man. You see, that statement is what? If you come to say that you fear no man, the church and soul is about to perish. You must have fear. Please, be bold as a lion. Does not mean you have no fear for God. What you are bold in is not in yourself. You are bold in what the Lord has done and what is making you. Not yourself. You see that thing that the world say, I fear no man, I cannot come. You know the world teaches that, I have no, you must have restraint. They say the demons self, they know, they tremble. Somebody was sharing, a man that still wanted to destroy a believer. I think he's an occult person. He wanted to destroy a believer. He said, the person is not a believer. He said, Satan had to appear to him. To say, the one who is on the throne, stop pursuing the person's master. Say the one who is on the throne. Say we should leave. That is, you know, Satan is telling his subject to leave. You know, Satan says only fear. I'm just trying to say, Satan fears Elohim. He might talk Ashley, but he knows he's Elohim. You know, he's man that Satan can mess with, but when it comes to Elohim, you know, Satan is on the opposite of God. It's also like you are saying hands and human being. Toba Shebai pa otita. He himself knows he was on borrowed time. And it teaches us not to fear. Even demons, they fear, they tremble. Singles who fear God make wiser marital choices. The Bible says the fear of God is a what? You know one thing? Mary honored God's word above social pressure. You know there was social pressure. The fear of God is the beginning of what? So you can see that in your fear is also a guideline for your choices. The reason why you just go and bring one sister Ngozi that has no bearing anywhere. It's because you don't have fear. You don't even reference and fear the household of faith. You understand? It's because you don't have fear. You have no regard for God. You have no regard for his tenets. So singles who fear God, they make wiser marital choices. It's when you don't have fear. Because I can marry anybody. I can marry. Fear is the one that is worrying you. Then honor people and maintain integrity. David honored authority even when he was mistreated. That's also the show that shows you have roots. Mary honored Elizabeth and went to serve her during pregnancy. Honor. Say honor.
Honor.
If you cannot serve people, you will not be served though. Character before covenant. Honor before union. The Bible says marriage is honorable. The bed, what? Undefiled. You cannot shout. I'm telling you, before union, you must learn to honor men. Honor is one thing that shows you have roots. Romans 12:10. It said, be devoted one to another. Honor one another above yourself. If the only thing you honor is yourself, how you can serve yourself? You know one thing about saying, myself. You're my this one. Myself. You are nothing. Then be willing to give all to God. If you see both of them, they surrendered everything to God. Mary risked shame. She risked rejection. She risked misunderstanding. She risked stoning to death. You know, that was a risk. Me, I used to wonder, what audacity? You know, David lived a fugitive life before becoming a king. He was willing to give what? Everything to what? To God. Now, true readiness for marriage is proving thy total surrender to God. How do you know we are ready? Luke 9:23 says, take up your cross and follow. If you cannot give everything to God, you may struggle to give yourself fully in marriage. Lord, I yield this thing completely to you. You won't be able to give yourself to a man or a woman in marriage. Now, practical ways to grow roots downward. Consistent personal devotion. Not occasional inspiration. Not spontaneous. You know, there's this spontaneous devotion. It's the day you just had your heart. Maybe that day, then the next time you have that spontaneity, it will be another 3 months or 6 months. And the world knows how to batter you. Meditating on the word of God. Strengthening, you see that daily? You must be strengthened daily by prayer, by word. Spiritual discipline, building it. You know when 1 Timothy 4:8 talks about bodily exercise, it also says profitable, but godliness. There's a discipline in godliness, both physically, that as young people we must build. Obedience in small things. Even when integrity is unseen, guard your company. Can you say that?
Guard your company.
1 Corinthians 15:33 says, bad company corrupt what? Good character. Some people we are rolling with, you should not be rolling with them. You are rolling with the wrong crowd. I say, I know, I just do that so I can influence them, I can change them. They are the one changing you. Go and audit your life. You have started speaking like them. You have started thinking like them. God's people, are we saying you should not relate with people? No. But true, go and audit that your company. Ask, who is influencing who? Once you are not the influencer and they are influencing you, oh boy, buy SRS or talk to your leg. Then another thing I want to say is to discover purpose. You see that your assignment book. You should discover it before you marry. Finally, stay submitted to God's timing. He has made everything what? Please, do not rush God's timing. So I have questions for you. Question one, ask yourself, are your roots deep or shallow? Are you a superficial single? Is your faith sustained privately or publicly? Or you always seek public validation? You like to be called sister in church, but are you really a sister? Are you really a brother? If storms come, will you break? Or will you be a windbreaker? Are you developing depth or you are chasing visibility? You know the world shaped visibility. You are not visible. I want you to be visible as a leader. Visibility. Is that what you are chasing or you are developing depth? You know, you can chase visibility in church setting. They can see you. You are that sister. You are that brother. But in actual fact, you have no depth. You see, what we always try depth always comes. This is wind, this is storm. They always come. And then we will see it in your decision. A tree does not apologize for being hidden beneath the soil. You know that? Your quiet seasons are not wasted seasons. So you let God deepen you. Let God stretch your faith. Let him build substance in you. Because when you have roots, your fruit will be undeniable. Singleness is not emptiness. It is preparation. Finally, when God becomes your closest companion, you never enter marriage from lack, but from fullness. You know, many of us enter marriage because you want to be complete. I mean, complete, complete. He completes me. But the real compliment should happen before marriage. You know, she completes me. She just gets me. Has God gotten you? Want a man and a brother to get you. He just gets me. He just gets me up. You know? But approach marriage from where? You know, my sisters, when you're looking for a man, you yourself, you are a gift. You don't understand. A man has you. They bless him. He said, who finds a man? What? He finds a woman. Finds a good thing. Your own part is to be a good thing. So that's why it is wrong for a sister to think that a man is a sustenance. To think that you only find expression and, you know, of her life, find purpose only because only when she marries a man. That is a lie. When you come to the man, you came to help him. You are a helper. How do I do? You are not a small, you know, this sister, buy me this. Somebody says something. That even when a man tells some sisters, get out, the money to get out, they don't know, or go to hell. Say, go to hell. They say, they don't even have the money to go to hell. They don't have the money. Because everything is buy. Give me. You understand? You have not, you are come to help a man. You have come to help. They call you help. We have come. That's why when a man should look at you, they what are you shiny? You understand? It is a privilege and a honor to serve you. That's what you are. You are not a liability. Because when God is your closest companion, actually, you are not coming into marriage from a place of lack, but from fullness. You are complete in God. The reason why many issues we have in marriage, because people come into marriage with a lot of incompleteness. Lack is there. Vulnerable. Void is there. They want a man to fill your void. They now say that I've been married for so, the void was, how will it be filled? Because that void was not made for a human being. They said, God said they have set eternity in man. In the soul of man. So if God cannot complete you and is your satisfaction, you should be so satisfied that when marriage comes, you are coming with complete. You know when, imagine two complete brothers and sisters coming together. Ha! Fire! Household! No, that the reason why some household, some marriages, they will marry for how many years? 10 years. They have not yet caught fire. They are not yet a safe house for people. They are not yet a tower that heaven can dwell in. Because they are still solving fundamental issues that should have been solved. They are still looking for fulfillment. They cannot look up together. Imagine two complete, awesome sisters and brothers, they jam together. Hey, even devil mock me won't it down on. This household, they are going to give you hell. But 10 years, 20 years, you are still resolving issues. You see why you must marry well? We rather leave some people single. Yes, you know there's some problems, it's better managed single than married. When you combine it together, problem. Let's just be managing ourselves until at least, you know, you understand. It's true. If it's not working, that you are married and say I was led, leading law. There's authority set in the church. This thing for now, go and calm down. I think we all need to grow. Let's do some growing up. Let's grow so that we can be all right. You don't want to rush anything. Because the reason for marriage is not to address your issues. The reason they gave you permission is that everyone has an agenda. Everyone is looking for godly seed. Godly seed is not biological children. They say they need a womb in your home for expression and manifestation. You now want to use it. I beg, stay single. May God come to us and cause us to bear roots in the name of Jesus. Let's just begin to respond to God.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.